Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. One Click by Andrea Mara is a contemporary psychological thriller that turns an everyday digital habit into a catalyst for fear. Centered on the way parents, partners, and friends rely on smartphones for reassurance, the story explores how quickly ordinary routines can fracture when a single action leads to uncertainty and suspicion. Mara builds tension from recognizable moments, a message sent in haste, a location ping that does not make sense, a social media trace that raises more questions than it answers. As the characters try to interpret what they see on screens, they discover that information is never neutral and technology can amplify anxiety as much as it provides connection. The novel blends domestic realism with escalating stakes, focusing on relationships under strain and the private compromises people make to feel safe. With pace, twists, and a sharp eye for modern life, One Click invites readers to consider how trust survives in a world where a tap can change everything. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a single digital action that starts a chain reaction. At the heart of One Click is the idea that a small, seemingly harmless online action can create consequences that no one can fully predict. Andrea Mara uses the familiar logic of app-driven life to show how quickly certainty becomes doubt. A notification arrives at the wrong moment, a quick decision gets made without context, and suddenly characters are forced into damage control. What makes the premise effective is its plausibility. Most readers understand how easy it is to react instantly, send something without reflection, or rely on an incomplete digital snapshot to draw conclusions. The novel treats technology less as a gimmick and more as an accelerant of human behavior. Once the initial action occurs, the story examines how quickly people begin to reinterpret past events, second-guess motives, and search for patterns in digital crumbs. That creates a compelling spiral in which every attempt to clarify the situation produces new ambiguities. The topic also highlights a modern kind of vulnerability. A single tap can expose private information, escalate conflict, or invite unwanted attention. In this framework, suspense grows from the gap between what characters believe they control online and what they actually control in real life. Secondly, parenthood, protection, and the fear of not knowing, One Click leans into a potent source of suspense, parental vigilance colliding with the limits of information. The story explores how caretakers try to manage risk in a world where danger feels both distant and immediate. Smartphones promise reassurance through constant contact and tracking, but they also create new reasons to worry when communication fails or data looks inconsistent. Mara uses this tension to examine how protective instincts can become overwhelming, particularly when a parent senses something is off but cannot prove it. The result is a psychological landscape where imagination fills the blank spaces and where the need to act competes with the fear of acting on the wrong assumption. This topic resonates because it reflects real pressures on families, including social expectations to be ever-present, always informed, and fully responsible for outcomes that cannot be fully controlled. The novel also suggests that parental decision-making is shaped by social comparison and online narratives of worst-case scenarios. As characters respond to uncertainty, the reader sees how love and fear can produce the same behavior, surveillance, secrecy, and impulsive choices. In the thriller context, those behaviors raise stakes and complicate relationships, creating emotional tension alongside plot tension. Thirdly, trust under pressure in families and friendships. A key driver in One Click is how quickly trust can erode when doubt enters a close relationship. Mara explores the fragile agreements that hold families and friendships together. Assumptions about honesty, expectations of availability, and the belief that you know what the other person would never do. When a digital clue suggests otherwise, characters face a hard question. Do they confront directly and risk appearing irrational, or investigate quietly and risk betrayal? The novel uses this dilemma to build suspense because every choice has social and emotional consequences. Private investigations turn loved ones into suspects, while silence allows suspicion to grow unchecked. This theme also highlights how technology changes the texture of trust. Instead of relying on conversation and shared experience, characters begin to rely on logs, timestamps, and partial evidence that can be misread. A missed call can look like avoidance. A location detail can look like a lie. A delayed response can feel intentional. Mara shows how people under stress interpret ambiguity in the most personal way, projecting fear and resentment onto neutral facts. As relationships tighten or fracture, the thriller stakes rise because the characters may be isolated from the very people who could help them, and because the truth becomes harder to recognize amid conflicting loyalties. Fourthly, misdirection, assumptions, and the psychology of suspense. One Click emphasizes how the mind constructs stories when information is incomplete. Mara uses misdirection not only through plot turns but through character psychology. What people notice, what they ignore, and what they decide must be true. In a modern setting saturated with data, characters can feel as if they have evidence, when in fact, they have fragments. That gap between fragment and conclusion is where suspense thrives. The book examines how fear narrows attention and encourages confirmation bias. Once a character latches onto a theory, every new detail is filtered through it, even when alternative explanations exist. This topic matters because it makes the thriller feel grounded. The tension does not depend solely on a hidden villain, it depends on the normal cognitive distortions people experience under stress. Mara also plays with pacing and reveal structure so that readers experience the same push and pull as the characters, moments of apparent clarity followed by destabilizing new facts. The result is a narrative where danger can come from outside, but it can also come from within the character's own interpretations and decisions. By focusing on how assumptions drive action, the novel turns everyday reasoning errors into high-stakes catalysts. Lastly, the cost of convenience, privacy, exposure, and control. Another important topic in One Click is the trade-off between convenience and privacy. The story underscores how everyday tools can expose personal lives in ways people rarely consider until something goes wrong. Location services, social media visibility, shared accounts, and casual messaging habits can all become pathways for misunderstanding or manipulation. Mara uses the thriller framework to dramatize a broader reality. Modern life encourages oversharing by default, and once information is out, it can be difficult to reclaim. Characters face the unsettling realization that control is often an illusion, especially when others can access, interpret, or weaponize digital traces. This topic also explores the emotional side of privacy. It is not just about keeping secrets, it is about maintaining autonomy and dignity. When privacy is compromised, people may change behavior, hide innocent details, or retreat from support systems, which in turn increases vulnerability. The book invites readers to reflect on how easily digital systems can blur boundaries between public and private, and how quickly a routine action can produce consequences that extend beyond the original intent. In the context of the plot, these issues heighten danger and create realistic stakes because the threat is not abstract. It is embedded in tools characters use every day. In conclusion, One Click will appeal to readers who enjoy fast-paced psychological thrillers rooted in everyday domestic life, especially those drawn to stories where technology intensifies personal stakes rather than replacing them. Fans of modern suspense that focuses on families, friendships, and the anxiety of uncertainty will find the setup relatable and the tension easy to sink into. The book can benefit readers by sharpening awareness of how quickly assumptions form from partial information and how digital habits can influence emotions, decisions, and relationships. Without turning into a lecture, it nudges you to think more deliberately about trust, communication, and privacy in a connected world, and it highlights the value of pausing before reacting when fear is driving the narrative in your head. Compared with similar thrillers, the novel stands out through its plausibility and its focus on consequences that feel close to home. The premise does not require extraordinary circumstances, which makes the suspense more unsettling, and it draws power from recognizable social dynamics rather than relying solely on sensational twists. If you want a tense, contemporary read that mirrors modern vulnerabilities and keeps the pressure on through escalating misunderstandings and revelations, this is a worthwhile buy. If you would like to support Andrea Mara, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.